Good morning. It's about a quarter after eight. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp is Zeke Blackwell. Good morning, Zeke. Good
morning, Rob. Thanks for having me.
And you're welcome. Thanks for coming in early and talking about a show that I think is going to get people pretty excited. Young mm-hmm. Performers Theater is staging Annie.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, it's a big undertaking, but I think we're pretty excited about it at the camp.
Okay, yeah. And auditions are?
Auditions are this weekend, all day Saturday. We'll be in the Yaw Art Center on Sheldon Jackson campus. And we're asking people who are students from age 7 to 18 who are interested in auditioning to prepare a short song that's not from Annie. We've also selected a couple of scenes, which we've posted on the Fine Arts Camp website for auditionees to memorize before the auditions. And there will be a short dance audition as well. But we aim to make the auditions a fun process. It shouldn't be stressful or scary. It's not a test. If you audition, you will be cast.
Okay, so it's kids 7 to 18. Mm-hmm. And you're saying everybody's in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have the courage to come out and audition for the show, then we're going to give you the opportunity to perform.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody's going to be Annie, right?
That's
and,
true.
And a lot of people are not going to be Annie.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a little bit of dream crushing.
Well, hopefully not too much. There are a lot of wonderful roles in Annie besides, you know, the title name. And in my opinion, I think some of the ensemble roles are often more fun. They require a little less memorization and sometimes a little more room for your own personal interpretation.
Right. Yeah. I was pretty reliable chorus person, in shows in school and stuff. It can be a lot of fun. There is no unfun role in musicals, but you're going to need a dog and you're going to need a Daddy Warbucks. And
yeah.
What about some of these other? You're not going to use adults in this show.
No, there are some adult roles in the show, but we're hoping to cast older students in those roles. Daddy Warbucks, Miss Hannigan, Rooster. Hopefully, we'll have some high school students come out for those roles.
Okay, great. And when's the show going to be staged?
The show will be performed at the end of February, that final weekend, the 27th, 28th, and the 1st of March.
Okay, and how did you choose Annie?
Well, in the fall, we were looking for a musical to perform this winter, and we know historically that we have a lot of students. You know, the program is open to students 7 to 18, but we have a lot of students in the middle school age range, and a lot of girls specifically. So we thought that Annie would be a great opportunity to showcase all of the wonderful, talented girls that we have in that age range. And it's just a big, fun show, and we think it'll be an opportunity for us to show what talent there is in this community, and we're really excited about it.
Who have you got helping you out? Who else is going to direct?
Rhiannon Gavon will be the music director, and then Melissa Hankey will be our choreographer.
Okay, and are you going to have an orchestra? Or how's that going to work? How's the music going to happen?
We will definitely have a piano, at the very least. The acoustics in Otis Theater are sometimes a little bit difficult, so we don't want to overwhelm it with a full orchestra, but there may be opportunities to expand the instrumentation a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so it is going to be live music at mm-hmm. the very least.
Yeah.
All right, well, it sounds like a good crew and a fun show to do, and you've mentioned that there are a lot of, you know that there are a lot of talented kids out there, but what mm-hmm. if I'm... What if I haven't been involved in this kind of thing before? What if I'm a parent listening right now and I'd like my kid to be involved? Am I going to be throwing them into sort of, you know, the lion's den Saturday during auditions? I wonder if you could just sort of walk me through it as a parent.
Sure.
Who would like to see my kid involved in this activity but doesn't want to just totally
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
scare them.
Yeah, the program is no experience necessary, so we definitely want to encourage anybody who's interested in music, theater, dance to come out and try it. So we're trying to create the auditions so that there's no stress. So we ask that you come 20 minutes before your audition so that you have time to relax and fill out a little bit of information.
So should people sign up in advance?
Yeah, there are signups online on the website, the Fine Arts Camp website. And then we'll bring you into the room and we'll talk with you a little bit, you know, see if you have any prior experience or not, which is totally fine. We'll ask you to sing your song. There won't be an accompanist, so we don't need to worry about following along with a piano if you've never done that before. And then we'll have a reader to help you read through the scene. And, you know, the dance audition will be just a short little combination to see if you can move. And it'll be over before you know it. It'll be less than 10 minutes long, the whole audition. So.
And the kicker is you can't sing anything from Annie.
That's right. Yeah. We're asking students to prepare a song that's not from Annie so that everybody's kind of on equal playing ground.
All right. Mm-hmm. Zeke, is this your first show, or were you involved in East of the Sun and West of the Moon?
I was, yes. Okay. I directed that show in November, and then I'll also be directing The Merry Wives of Windsor, which is a Shakespeare play that we'll be putting on with middle schoolers this coming April.
All right. Have you been doing this kind of thing a long time?
Yeah, I've been directing shows since high school. My first play that I directed, I was a senior in high school, and that was several years ago at this point. So throughout college and a little bit afterwards, I've been doing this.
Yeah. Okay, and where are you from?
I'm originally from Texas, but I moved here from New York City in September.
Okay, another island theater community.
yeah, a slightly different island.
That's great. Okay, so it's Annie. Auditions are this weekend, starting what time?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Saturday at the Yaw Art Building on the Sheldon Jackson Fine Arts Campus. I guess the first stop for people who are listening now who want to get their kids involved is the Sitka Fine Arts Camp website. And they can get sort of briefed on what's expected of them at the auditions. And and then it's the show is going to be February 27th, 28th, and March 1st. That doesn't seem like a lot of time.
No, just about 6 weeks of rehearsal, which sounds short for a musical of this scale, but I think we can do it.
What's the rehearsal schedule going to be once you have your cast?
Once we have our cast, we will probably any individual cast member will probably have 2 to 4 rehearsals a week. Which may end up being anywhere from 2 to maybe 8 hours of rehearsal as we get closer to the performance. So we try to keep it not being a super huge commitment, because we want as many people to be able to participate as possible.
Okay. What about techies?
If you're interested in tech, we have positions available, definitely. So.
Okay. How should people go about probably becoming involved if they don't want to be on stage?
The best way, I think, would be to contact myself at zeke@fineartscamp.org is my email address. Or call us at the Fine Arts Camp website, or at the Fine Arts Camp office at 907-747-3085.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Zeke, you seem really pumped up about this. This project like this kind of fill me with dread, but... you've got an energy and a sense of anticipation about it. I mean, it seems like it's already going to be great, and you haven't seen a single audition yet.
Yeah, well, I have faith in this community. I had a wonderful experience directing the play in November, and I think that this one will be even better.
All right. Zeke Blackwell is the director of Young Performers Theater at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. He's going to be staging Annie. Again, last weekend in February, auditions are this Saturday starting at 9. Head to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp website for more information. Zeke, thanks for coming in and talking about this with us.
Thank you.